Born Blind by Ryan Duncan. Read by Sean McAvoy. John 9, verse 3. Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus. But this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. One of my favorite Bible stories appears in John 9, where Jesus heals a man born blind. Take a moment to read the following. As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus. But this happens so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him. Wash in the pool of Siloam. This word means sent. So the man went and washed, and came home, seeing. Every time I read this, I can't help but wonder what went through the mind of the blind man when he heard Jesus. All his life, people have been telling him he's cursed, that his blindness is punishment for some sin his family committed. Then, in a single moment, Christ turns his world around. Not only does he absolve him of guilt in front of the disciples, he announces that God is going to display his glory through a blind man's life. Many people read this story and think it's all about how Jesus healed his sight. But I believe it's more about how Christ restored his soul. Too often, we Christians are just like the Pharisees of old. We look at people, find something in their life that isn't quite perfect, and make a note of how much they need God. What we're really saying is, look at how messed up this person is. You know, it's because they've turned away from God. Just like the disciples did. If you ever find yourself tempted to think that, beware. While the story of John 9 ends with one man receiving sight, it also ends with some who are still blind. John 9, 35 through 39. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and when he found him, he said, Do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is he, sir? The man asked. Tell me, so that I may believe in him. Jesus said, You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you. Then the man said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. Jesus said, For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind. Intersecting faith and life. As Brennan Manning said, The gospel declares that no matter how dutiful or prayerful we are, we can't save ourselves. What Jesus did was sufficient. For further reading, check out John 13, 34 and 35.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.